It's Monday, October 31st, 2011. Thanks for tuning into this special What's Old is New Again episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed.
They say we're a plastic society, but I don't know. I keep running into nonconformists, characters. I knew someday I'd run into the one who could win the prize for stubbornness and survival against the odds. I think I just found him.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, I do love the Muppets. That right there, the Muppet Show theme, as covered by OK Go from a new record called The Green Album. Weezer is on there. You'll be pleased to know Weezer made an appearance on The Green Album. Not their Green Album, but another Green Album with Kermit on the cover. And it's the Muppets. They got a new movie coming out on Thanksgiving. Very excited about this. It's called The Muppets. And I've heard it's good. I have a friend who's seen it, and he said it's good. So that's good. I know the Muppets themselves look great. Really well-crafted, those Muppets. The people who make them do a great job. They look so good in HD. It's amazing. But that album, the Green Album, not so hot. The Muppet Show theme, even that, I don't particularly like it that much. I like OK Go more than I like that song. And I like the Muppet Show theme a lot more than I like that version of it. But it did seem like an appropriate thing to open up this special episode of The Sounds of My Head with. The theme is What's Old is New Again. So it's new versions of old things. And OK Go covering the Muppet Show theme from the 70s seemed like an appropriate thing to start off the show with, even if the album itself kind of a disappointment. So, speaking of stuff that's better, how about some stuff that's really quite good? It's an album called Rave On, Buddy Holly. It's all covers of Buddy Holly songs, and there's a bunch of really good ones on there. We're going to hear two of my favorites. The first, of course, She and Him. Always a fan of anything She and Him ever do, and they do a great cover right here of Oh Boy. It's a great song by Buddy Holly, and a great cover of it right here by She and Him. And then after that, John Bryan, you know John Bryan, he's awesome, and he teamed up with Fiona Apple, and they did a great cover of Every Day. So we're going to hear both of those right here on The Sounds of My Head, with What's Old is New Again, with Oh Boy and Every Day, covers of Buddy Holly on The Sounds of My Head.
My love, all my kissing, you. don't know what you've been missing out for. When you're with me, oh boy, the world will see that you were meant for me. All my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, no boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world will see that you were meant for me. Stars appear, shadows are falling, you can hear my calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby.
Thought you ought to say, I'm gonna come. esophagus gets prepped and ready. So the method opens like it always wanted to. And you walk a line near a thing I like to chew. But is it really worth it to a soul to express something somewhat in a crowded room?
touched the walls of a city streets and didn't explain. Sadly, so does our ways. I've never asked him why. Cast down, it was heaven sent in to the church, no intent to repent on my knees, just to cry.
That stuff's pretty cool, right? That was three songs in a row from an album called Rome, an album composed by Danger Mouse and Danielle Lupi. They're from the UK and Italy, respectively. And the two I chose to play were tracks that featured the one, the only, Norah Jones, from right here in New York City. We heard Problem Queen, and then we heard The World Interlude, and then Black. And those three songs are all from the album Rome, which was meant to sound like Ennio Morricone. It was all recorded in Italy, and it's really just a spectacular album. If you like Ennio Morricone or Jack White, Norah Jones, there's some other special guests on there. It's a great record. I highly recommend checking it out. They were making a deliberate effort to kind of sound like those old spaghetti westerns. Before that, we heard Kenya Dig It by the Ruby Suns from New Zealand. That was a song from an album that came out in 2008. Kenya Dig It, the song. But it's been re-put out again by a magazine in the UK on an album you can download for free called Still Smiling, a tribute to the genius of Brian Wilson. And it's not all covers. It's like bands that sound, there's like a Brian Wilson thing going on. And I gotta say that Kenya Dig It, when it was originally on the album, I didn't really think too much about it sounding like Brian Wilson. But in the context of this new compilation, when I heard it again, I was like, yeah, that is a lot like Brian Wilson, isn't it? It's quite good stuff. Panda Bear's on that compilation. It's pretty good. So you can download that for free. Okay. Speaking of Norah Jones, she's also featured on this next record. It's called Music is Better Than Words. It's by Seth MacFarlane, famous for being the voice of pretty much every character on Family Guy. And a hilarious individual, this man. I mean, just such a funny guy. He's involved with this new version of Carl Sagan's Cosmos miniseries, which I am just so excited about. He's got a new album. It's called Music is Better Than Words, and it's just a jazz standards record. He just dug into the archives, found a bunch of old standards that people might not have heard, and recorded them, including this one. The song is called The Night They Invented Champagne. It's a great song, even if it's a little hard to get past him just sounding like Seth MacFarlane. Maybe if you're not already familiar with him, the album would be easier to take. To me, I keep waiting for it to be funny, and it never is, because it's not funny. It's not like a funny thing. It's just a jazz album, but I keep wanting it to be funny, and I think the production of it kind of sounds like it's about to be funny at any moment. It never is, so that's a little weird. But here it is, Seth MacFarlane with The Night They Invented Champagne. Where else but on this special What's Old Is New Again episode of The Sounds of My Head.
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it could be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone inside that since the world began, a woman and a man have never been as happy as we are tonight. It's as plain as it could be that they thought of you and me, and they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do and shout real loud to everyone in sight that since the world began, a woman and a man have never been as happy as we are tonight. Fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone inside that since the world began, a woman and a man have never been as happy as we are tonight.
Forget. Oh, I've got those You know, the demonstrations we have seen at Wall Street and now all around the world really started as on-campus youth demonstrations. And when you look behind the scenes, it's not surprising why. College tuition since 1980 has gone up 600%. Here's a statistic that just blew my mind. 85% of college graduates go back and live with their parents.
Yeah. What was the number?
85%. Because, you know, they basically have bought a house, but they don't have a house, because that's what a college loan is. It's almost like having a mortgage. So you start out life in debt, of course, you can't afford an apartment. The average graduate student starts $24,000 in the hole. This, I think, is what had started this whole, this whole movement, and I kind of understand why. It looks to me like college is sort of the next bubble.
Making fun of the ones who love you, breaking hearts you are ruling, little coquette, true hearts tenderly dreaming of you. Someday you'll fall in love as I fell in love with you. Maybe someone you love will just be fooling, and when you're all alone with only regret, you'll know, little coquette, I love you.
Side of my Marty Beller mask, 'cause I'm really Whitney Houston on the drums. It's been 15 long years since I put on the Marty mask. You're the only person that I've ever told. Don't walk away from me, I will always love you. But how will I know, trick or treat? I can see you through the eye holes of my Marty Beller mask, but I'm really Whitney Houston on the drums. I was disenchanted, stardom was so fake. That's when I got back into the drums. Marty was convenient, a vessel for my dream. I knew exactly how to fill his shoes. Don't walk away from me, I will always love you. But how will I know? Trick or treat. I can see you through the eye holes of my Marty Beller mask, but I'm really Whitney Houston on the drums. Marty gets the mansion, and I get his skins. Don't walk away from me, I will always love you, but how will I know? Trick or treat. I am steaming up the inside of my Marty Beller mask, cause I'm really Whitney Houston on the drums. Look again, this isn't Marty on the drums. I am really Whitney Houston.
And that's when the contest was born. What we decided was to introduce the phrase raises new and troubling questions to American journalism. And the contest was that we were going to give ourselves a month, and the person who got that phrase into the newspaper the most times over the course of the month would win. And so I struck first. It's a story on Medicare spending. Medicare had gone up 12% the previous year, which I said raises new and troubling questions about the status of the American healthcare establishment. Billy comes back the next day, got a piece from one of the physics journals about this subatomic particle called the Higgs boson, which is very big in the 90s. And he said that this recent work on Higgs boson raises new and troubling questions about our understanding of dark matter. And so we're tied. 2 days later, I come back, piece on FDA cutbacks, raises new and troubling questions about the safety of the nation's drug supply, right? Billy does a piece, a wonderful profile of this botanist, in which she said that her most recent work raises new and troubling questions about her understanding of non-flowering perennials. And it's back and forth. It's a horse race. And we get consumed by this. And we're showing up 8 in the morning to check the wires, looking for things that are conceivably both new and troubling. And 1 day left in the contest. We've done 30 days. I'm ahead 10-9. And I'm convinced I got it in the bag. Right at the end of the afternoon, Billy pulls something off the wires about declining test scores, writes a little thing, you know, it's like this long, about how this raises new and troubling questions about the intellectual fitness of American school children, gets it in the paper, and not only that, the copy desk, when they're making up the headline for the story, the headline is, report raises new and troubling questions. It's a twofer. He goes ahead of me 11-10. I feel like I've been kicked in the stomach. It's like, it's devastating.
Now I know why they said not to cut the blue wire. Now I know that I only wish I could reach my hand into the past, prevent the die from being cast that made it so.
We'll be right back.
night's mystery. I wound up sad, you bet. So onward go and Edward Poe into the bounding main. Enjoy the show, look out below, but mind the misty sea, or end up sad like Mr. Me. He ended up sad, he ended up sad, he ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad, he ended up sad, he ended up really, really, really sad. So take the hand of Mr. Me and Mr. Make Him Glad to swim the Mr. Misty Sea and cease the Mr. Mystery that Mr. made him sad. He ended up sad, he ended up sad, he ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad, he ended up sad, he ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad, he ended up sad, he ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad, he ended up sad, he ended up really, really, really sad.
Oh, let me catch up a little because it's been a while since I talked. After Seth MacFarlane, we heard Nellie Mackay with Wild Romantic Blues from the Boardwalk Empire Volume 1 original soundtrack album, which came out fairly recently and is awesome. It's all these songs from the incredible TV series Boardwalk Empire from HBO. And what a great show. And I didn't even realize when I was watching it that these are new I didn't know what they were. I just thought they were great songs. But apparently a lot of the songs on there are these old songs that have been re-recorded by new bands like Nellie Mackay, Regina Spektor, whoever. And that was one of them right there, Nellie Mackay doing Wild Romantic Blues. Great song. After Nellie Mackay, we heard Michael Arnetta and his Dreamland Orchestra with their song Coquette from the album Blue River, which sort of reminds me of Squirrel Nutzippers. They're this fantastic band that plays 20s music really, really well. It seemed like an appropriate thing to go on after Boardwalk Empire stuff. And I saw them recently, or you know, a little while ago, at Governor's Island here in the city. There's a 1920s party. Everyone dresses in costume, and there's dancing and period cars and period whatever. It's really fun. It was a fun day, and Michael Arnetta and his Dreamland Orchestra play there, and I picked up their album, which unfortunately seems to be the only way you can buy it is to buy it from them in person. So if you live in the city, go see them. They play regularly. They're very good. Okay, the things we just heard, three in a row, by They Might Be Giants off a brand new album called Album Raises New and Troubling Questions, which is a reference to that Moth segment that I played a little clip from back there. And for the record, that story's not true. It's just funny. It's he was lying when he told that story, but it's very funny. Three songs we heard were Marty Beller Mask, Now I Know, and Mr. Me featuring The Other Thing. That's from their album Lincoln, very old They Might Be Giants, but one of my favorite songs. And The Other Thing version of it with the horns, it's just such a great version. I love it. And this album, Album Raises New and Troubling Questions, it's sort of a rarities and unreleased songs and whatever sort of collection. And you can pick it up right now from their website. I highly recommend it if you're a fan of They Might Be Giants. It's got lots of great stuff on there. And those three songs were all pretty short, so I figured I'd pop them all on. So yeah, what's old, Mr. Me, and other unreleased crap is new again on this new They Might Be Giants album. Perfect for this What's Old Is New Again episode of The Sounds of My Head. Speaking of my very favorite bands, how about Belle and Sebastian from Glasgow, Scotland? We're going to hear the song I Didn't See It Coming, the Richard X remix, which I didn't see it coming. It was on their most recent album, which came out a little while ago now, but it's new again because of this Richard X remix, which is kind of charming. It makes it sound like it's like a 80s synth ballad or something. He does some cool stuff to it, I think. At first, it's kind of cheesy, but then it actually gets really good. So check it out. Belle and Sebastian with I Didn't See It Coming, the Richard X remix from the Come On Sister 12-inch. You can also just get it, you know, YouTube or wherever. Finishing up this What's Old Is New Again episode of The Sounds of My Head.
We don't have
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was I Hope That Something Better Comes Along by The Muppets from the Muppet Movie soundtrack. I also talked over Theme of Rome by Danger Mouse and Daniel Lupi from that Rome album and Livery Stable Blues from the Boardwalk Empire soundtrack, Volume 1. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, do me a favor and tell your friends to listen. You can also become a fan on Facebook. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or just leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com. But best of all, you can tune in again in 2 weeks on November 14th for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.